on the tenderloin was the best part of the hog.
Oh, really? What part is that? I don't even know.
Well, it's somewhere. I don't know exactly because I never cut a piece of meat in my life. It's somewhere in the back. I believe it's next to the back bone. I don't know what it is.
Huh.
It's somewhere in the center of the animal.
Huh.
Then he always eats the brain of the hog.
Ugh. That sounds awful.
Oh, it's the richest part.
Does he cook it?
Yeah.
How do you cook it?
You just, it looked like scrambled eggs, and my daddy always had mama just scramble it with the eggs, and you eat it all at one time, and you have meat and eggs, too.
That sounds terrible.
But he'd give the head away. People eat the snoot, they eat the head, they cook boil that. Daddy throwed the feet away, he'd give them away, and people eat the feet.
Hmm.
He just cut their own legs off, and he wouldn't use that.
Yeah. What would people do with the head?
They just put it in a pot.
Yeah.
It's like a wild animal. People are cannibals.
That does sound kind of gross.
It is cannibalism. See, the people are more of a... there are people who eat people now.
Yeah, I've heard of
that. Yeah, them cannibals, they still exist. They eat their own stuff.
I don't think I want to meet one.
Well, we're supposed to learn better, I guess.
Yeah.
No,
Let me see. On the farm you had, okay, you had the house, and you had the barn, and you had a cow shed, and you had the chicken house. Oh, I was going to ask you about the chicken house. What did the chicken house look like?
Well, it was it mostly had a roof on it, but most of it was wire, you know, what's called chicken wire. And it had roost in there, you know, where the chickens roost. It made them blobs or boards or anything that would hold them up.
Uh-huh.
So they had chicken always goes to roost.
Uh-huh. Were they big? The house was chicken house big?
It was. We didn't even have. It was just a small house.
What if you just had a little cage like thing made out of wire for a chicken? What would you call it then?
It'd be called a coop.
Okay.
Chicken coop.
Okay. Where'd you keep the hogs?
Well, they were in the pig pen. They had their own sheds.
Oh, I see.
Because, you know, that's the outside. Well, it was low building, you know, just tall enough for the hog to
work. Uh-huh. Were they right by the barn? Were they off somewhere?
Well, it wasn't far from the barn, so we could have the feed the handy for them.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have to get a feed there.
What'd you feed
them? Corn, mostly. Yellow corn, less meat and oil. Now they don't feed corn much more.
Oh, really?
This meat, if you never eat a fresh killed pork, you never taste nothing good in your life.
Hmm.
That's the best flavored stuff.
I never
had it. It don't taste like meat. I don't buy it.
Yeah.
Sausage, they don't make sausage right anymore.
Yeah.
Daddy, this sausage here put in it.
Do you know how he made it? Do you remember what he put in it himself?
He just put this whole hog.
Would he grind up the meat or what?
Yeah, you have a grinder. We've got one of that. You turn it around.
Uh-huh.
You cut it into strips, you know, so wide. You put so much fat, so much lean. And you put your sage, salt, onion, and pepper, and your salt. You will mix all that together. You work it by hand.
Uh-huh. Huh.
We put it in sacks. We just put it in like that big room.
What did you use for a sack?
They use canvas cloth, and all that sew on one machine.
Huh.
Just make it a little cute.
Uh-huh. So then when you cut it, you cut through...
You get like Owens, you know, that's where they got theirs in the
sack.
But they're not pure sausage. You can't get pure sausage. They said pure sausage, but it means pure pork. But of course, if it's pork, it's got to be pure. It couldn't be half hog and half cow. See that word, how catchy it is?
Yeah.
And pure honey, you can't get... It's not all honey. I had a nephew that worked in there. It's not, they just very little honey. They put in this honey you buy.
Oh, they put it?
Hero syrup and sugar.
You're
water.
Kidding.
Three things they add. Sugar, water, and hero syrup.
Uh-huh.
And little honey. Well, of course, he says pure honey. The law, you can't get him for a lie.
Yeah.
Because he didn't lie.
Yeah, there's pure honey in there.